Good morning, everyone. I greet you in the wonderful and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to Pineland Sunday morning worship service. Whether you are watching through your phones or from somewhere else, we are so glad that you could join us and pray that this would be a blessed service and that your hearts would be strangely warmed. This morning I want to read to us from Psalm chapter 103, from verses 1 to 4 and from verses 9 to 12. The psalmist David says to us, "Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget how kind he is. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He keeps me from the grave and blesses me with love and mercy. He does not keep on rebuking. He is not angry forever. He does not punish us as we deserve or repay us according to our sins and wrongdoings. As high as the sky is above the earth, so great is his love for those who honor him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." And so let us now worship the Lord together as we sing our opening song, "Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart." Let us bow our heads, let us pray together. Gracious and merciful Lord, What a joy and a privilege it is to be able to gather in your name this morning. Whether we are gathering physically at church, or whether we are watching the service from the comforts of our homes or from somewhere else, we know that you are with us. For when two or more are gathered in your name, there amongst them you shall be. And so, Lord, we thank you that you are with us this morning. Your Holy Spirit is moving amongst us, calling each and every one of us to you, filling our hearts with your presence, reminding us that you are closer to us than the very air that we breathe. And so, Lord, as we just sang together, give thanks with a grateful heart. Help us in all that we do to thank you for all that you have done and continue to do in our lives. Truly, Lord, it is only by your grace and your mercy that we are able to come together for such a moment as this, to praise and worship your holy and life-giving name, to come before your word, and to listen to that which you have to say to us. Lord, forgive us for the times that we wander from the path. Forgive us for the times when we say things we are not supposed to say. For the times that we think things we are not supposed to think. For the times that we do things that we know are wrong. Forgive us, O Lord, and help us through your Son, Jesus Christ, to live as the people you always dreamed us to be. And so, Lord, as we now come before your word, we pray that you would give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts that are receptive to you. Open up our hearts, open up our minds, and help us to see Jesus and only Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke. And I'll be reading to us from Luke chapter 1 through to 10, Jesus teaching his disciples on prayer. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, pray like this: Father, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we forgive everyone who does wrong against us, and bring us not to hard testing." And Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you should go to a friend's house at midnight and say, 'Friend, let me borrow 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine who is on a trip has just come to my house, and I don't have any food for him.' And suppose your friend should answer from inside, 'Do not bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' Well, what then? I tell you that even if he will not get up and give you the bread because you are his friend, yet he will get up and give you everything you need, because you are not ashamed to keep on asking. And so I say to you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For those who ask will receive, and those who seek will find, and the door will be opened to anyone who knocks." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This morning, I want to talk to you about caring for the soul through prayer. When reading through the Bible, you will quickly discover that Jesus spent more time in prayer than anyone else in the New Testament. For example, Jesus prayed before his baptism. He prayed before choosing his 12 disciples. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he even prayed on the cross when he lifted his eyes towards the heavens and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." But the question is, why did Jesus spend so much time in prayer? Yes, it was to maintain a deep and personal relationship with God. Yes, it was to seek direction and guidance for his ministry. And yes, it was to intercede for others on their behalf. But it was also to teach each and every one of us on how to care for our souls through the gift of prayer. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus' disciples come to him and say, "Lord, teach us how to pray." In the short time that they have been with Jesus, they have witnessed firsthand the transformative power of prayer. They have seen Jesus completely restore the sight of a blind person. They have heard him say to a cripple, "Pick up your mats and walk." And they have even heard him shout out to a man who had been dead for 3 days, "Lazarus, come out." And he who was once dead was suddenly made alive. And so, eager to learn from Jesus, they come to him and say, "Lord, we want what you have." For 3 years, we have witnessed firsthand the transformative power of prayer. We have seen how you are able to remain calm amidst a violent and terrible storm. We have heard how you have said to a cripple, "Pick up your mats and walk." And we have even seen how you are able to love those who are most difficult to love. And so teach us how to pray. Teach us how to care for our souls through prayer. And in response, Jesus says to them, "And when you pray, pray like this. Number one, magnify the name of God." Beloved, when we pray, we aren't just praying to anyone, but we are praying to God. We are praying to the one who created heaven and earth, who spoke the entire universe into existence with nothing more than the words of his mouth. We are praying to the one who formed us in our mother's womb, and who knew every detail about us long before we even took our first breath. And we are praying to the one whom, when angels are around, cover their faces and sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth is full of his glory." That is the God our souls are praying to. Just listen to the way the psalmist David praises the name of the Lord in the Old Testament. In Psalm 103, he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits." In Psalm 29, he says, "Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and praise. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness." And in Psalm chapter 66, he says, "Shout for joy to the Lord. Sing to the glory of his name. How awesome are your ways and how majestic is your name." Time and time and time again, David begins his praise by exalting the name of God. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to always magnify the name of God in prayer. No matter what you are going through in life, whether things are going well for you or they aren't, whether you are enjoying a season of abundance or facing a period of scarcity, whether you are healthy or fighting your way through an illness, no matter what you are going through in life, always magnify and glorify the name of God. When I was younger, I used to love spending time with my gran. My gran would always glorify the name of God. We would go outside and she would look at the good weather and she'd say, "Lord, thank you for this beautiful day." She would work out in the garden and say, "Lord, thank you that at my age, I'm still healthy enough to work in the garden." We would go to the mall and the mall would be packed with people. And she would get there and say, "Lord, please help me to find a parking." And I'd say, "Gran, there's no ways you are going to find a parking. Look how full the mall is." And lo and behold, she would find a parking and say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his deeds." One of the ways we can cultivate a relationship with God to care for our souls is through prayer. The second thing we can do is to trust in the name of God. When we pray, we are essentially acknowledging our dependence upon God. We are reminded that everything comes from God and ultimately belongs to God. There isn't a single thing that we have that rightfully belongs to us. Empty-handed, we came into this world, and empty-handed we shall one day return. This means that our families are not our own, but belong to God. And so when we pray, we commit them to the Lord in prayer. This means that our children are not our own, but belong to God. And so when we pray, we commit them to the Lord in prayer. This means that everything that we have comes from God and belongs to God. And so when we pray, we bring these things before the Lord in prayer. In 2022, there was a collaring service in Durban for one of the probationers who had just been stationed by conference. And as the probationer was called forward for the bishops to lay hands upon them, a mother came forward and asked if she could please say something. When she got to the front of the church, she looked at her son and said, "When I went into labor, we honestly thought that we were going to lose you. The umbilical cord was wrapped around your head, and the doctors didn't think you were going to make it. It was touch and go, and I was so afraid." She said, "At that moment, I cried out to God like Hannah, and I said to him, 'Lord, all things come from you and belong to you. If you will spare my son's life, my soul will rejoice. If not, your will be done, O Lord.'" She said, "In that moment, the doctors completely stopped what they were doing. And the one doctor said to her, 'I am not a Christian, but there is something about your prayer that has touched me. And we will do everything we can to save your son's life.'" She said, "In the end, the doctor came to her with tears in his eyes and said, 'We didn't think your son was going to make it. But there was something about your faith and about the way that you prayed that saved his life today. And this may be a strange question to ask, but would you mind praying for me too?' That person was my mother, and I was that child." Today, I do not know what you are going through. I do not know what troubles you face, what struggles you are going through. But just as our body needs air to breathe, so our souls need prayer to survive. There was once a lady who went to a minister and asked him, "Can we only take the big things to God in prayer? Or can we also take the little things to God?" To which the minister replied, "Dear lady, everything is small in the hands of a big God." And so as we care for our souls, let us magnify the name of God. Let us thank God for all he has done and continues to do in our lives. And let us constantly bring our needs before him, because there is nothing too big or too small that God cannot do. May God bless you. Amen. Let us pray together. Gracious Lord, as we still our minds and hearts, we want to lift your name on high. We want to thank you for all that you have done and continue to do in each and every one of our lives. We want to thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. We want to thank you, O Lord, that we can care for our souls through the gift of prayer. That at any time of the day, we can come to you just as we are and lay our needs before the foot of the cross, knowing that you hear us, that you see deeper into our hearts than anyone else, and that in the right time, you will answer our prayers, not always in the way that we ask, but according to your will. And so, Lord, help us to cultivate a deeper and more intimate relationship with you. Help us to be more like Jesus in all that we do, so that when the world sees us, they may see Christ through us, knowing that for many, we are the only Bibles that they will ever read. And so help us to reflect the life in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now sing together our closing song. And what a fitting song to close with. It is well with my soul.
Yeah.
May God bless you. May God keep you. May God cause his face to shine upon you and his countenance be lifted to you, both now and forevermore. And so let us say together the benediction. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.